If anything an artist designates can be art, as Marcel Duchamp suggested, how very beige to nominate a urinal, as Duchamp did. More like it to select a racehorse, as did our guest on Culturefile this time, Essex-born designator of artworks Mark Wallinger. Wallinger has a checkered history with horses. The chestnut filly he designated and indeed named a real work of art ran once and was reported to have been soon struggling in behind before tailing off in the final three furlongs. Wallinger's planned giant white horse sculpture, a rival for the Angel of the North to be built to welcome passengers emerging from the Channel Tunnel, is currently stuck in funding purgatory. Other projects have happier stories, like his film of the artist himself patrolling a nighttime gallery in Berlin, dressed as a bear, or his recent public art project to create an artwork for each of the 270 stations of the London Underground.
I set myself my own problem. I mean, before a meeting with people from Art in the Underground, I typed up a quick agenda about half hour beforehand and found myself writing a different artwork for all 270 stations on the tube. Well, I was brought up near the tube, so, I mean, you know, like 100 yards away from the line where it's overground, you know, so it was the last thing I heard before I fell asleep and probably the first thing I heard in the morning, you know. So it's, you know, and as a child, I used to go down to the footbridge and wave at the driver. So it's it's deeply ingrained with me. You know, I was brought up in Chigwell in Essex, which, you know, beyond that railway line is just fields and orchard and fields. But then in 45 minutes, you could be at Tottenham Court Road. There's a lot of remarkable things to do with urban living that most of us have to take for granted or not think about too much. You know, the idea that 3 million people are shunted about in tunnels underground, packed in like sardines, is if we thought about that too much, it'd be, you know, everyone would just have the screaming adverts and, And so in a way, we enter into a special zone in the mind, I think, just to deal with that.
I think of the Labyrinth project as, in terms of your other public artworks, as something a little bit controllable. You know, you can put a square in various tube stations, whereas creating a giant horse seems to have been a more difficult endeavour. Is it something that pushes you away from public art?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of could say I've had a checkered history with public art. But I, you know, I've been persevering with these things. There's a lot of these competitions. I think, looking back, you know, late 20th century, I think we were incredibly timid about putting art in out in public. You know, I mean, okay, we're not the Medicis or the Victorians who didn't really know much self-doubt, but you know what I mean. But all the same, I think what we're leaving behind in the way of public works is a little bit feeble, really, and I think art can bring so much more to the public realm, and it doesn't have to be always sequestered in special buildings, you know. So I will persevere a little longer with this, but I mean, the horse, there was never really enough money to pay for it in the first place, so that's always been a struggle, and then the moment it was announced as the winner, the kind of economic crash followed.
Do you feel it will happen in the end?
I have some hope that it might do one day, but we'll see. Yeah,
you've never been to Gough's?
Well, the horse that I owned as a real work of art, was actually bought from Gough's. Yeah, but that was the trainer, Sir Mark Prescott. I wouldn't have had the eye or the expertise. I lost track of her eventually, but she had plenty of foals, so she had one or two who did quite well. And
are they artworks?
Well, I suppose they're reproductions, aren't they? Yeah, and then I had a leg, as they say, in a horse. This was just for fun, but then he turned out to be the model for the white horse.
Was that a successful horse? Did he win anything?
Riviera Red. Well, he only won two races, but the second race he ever won was, amazingly, on the day that the white horse was announced as the winner of that competition. So, yeah.
Where's he now?
He's enjoying retirement, yeah.
Have you finished your involvement with living horses?
Well, I was at Asker Saturday before last. I did all right, actually. I don't. I mean, I still have a love for horse racing. So yeah, I mean, I did go to the zoo a lot in Berlin. I mean, the old zoo in what was the old West is a marvelous zoo, actually. And the bears there live on a sort of moated island, so I used to go and see them. And but there's that thing when you go to the zoo, don't you? Even if the bear or the tiger or whatever's asleep, you don't think, ooh, it's not doing anything. It's still as fascinating. You still just look at it. And so for 10 nights, I wandered in the bear suit in the Neue National Gallery in Berlin, this empty glass, huge glass box, this Mies van der Rohe kind of wonderful building. And I'd start sort of after hours, so to speak, so like half 10 or 11, and then carry on for as long as I could bear it. Because the bear suit was unbelievably hot to work in. I mean, it was like wearing a sofa, you know, and and quite claustrophobic, really, because, like, yeah, I'm looking at the jaws of this animal, so to speak. And I thought I might get incredibly bored, but I never was, actually. And it was bit like, not exactly chess, but if I could think of one or two things ahead that I might actually do within this suit, that seemed to give enough motivation to think of another thing to do, etc., etc. Do you know what I mean? So I was inventing behaviour, which is quite funny, really. Yeah.
Do you still have the suit?
Well, no. I mean, that's this is really quite crazy. I mean, I mean, it was hired and we gave it back. I mean, it's just, isn't that bizarre? I mean, there's a story I tell as well. On the seventh night, another bear appears. Yeah, I'd finished my shift, so to speak, and met my girlfriend and this guy Moritz, who was taking some photographs, and he said, "Did you see the other bear?" I went, "What?" And he started leading us around the building. And then it was like this shock. It was like seeing one's doppelganger. There was someone in an identical bear suit outside the building peering in as if pining for this other bear. And to this day, never found out who was in that suit. It just appeared the once like that as well, yeah. About 3 a.m, bizarre.
I was talking there to Mark Wallinger, and you can see his bear-based video, Sleeper, at this year's Tulca Festival of Visual Art in Galway, which is curated this year by Aisling Pryor and runs in the city until November 23rd.